Good morning. Welcome to the Fellowship of Jesus Christ on this magnificent day that the Lord has given us. We come to worship God and encourage one another. Although we may not be together physically, we are in the presence of God and we are joined by our Lord Jesus Christ. May God open our hearts and fill us with His Holy Spirit. Pray with me, please. Gracious God, we come before you today to worship you and give thanks for the love you pour out to us. Open our hearts to your presence. Reveal your will to us. Hold us close to you. Bring us together as your church and prepare us to receive your blessings. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Join me in our call to worship. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. And His faithfulness is to all generations. Amen. Our Hebrew scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verses 15 through 19. And Moses said to the people, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you ask of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, 'Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see his great fire any more, or we will die.' The Lord said to me, 'What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. I myself will call to account anyone who has not listened to my words that the prophet speaks in my name.'" This is God's word for God's people. We give thanks to God. Our gospel reading this morning is from the 5th chapter of Matthew. I'll begin reading from the 13th verse. Jesus said to the people, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke these words. Thanks be to God. Thank you. As we worship today, it is important that we acknowledge God's presence in our lives and also pray for those who are in need. I invite you to offer individual thanks and petitions before we pray together. Loving God, we are grateful for the many ways you make a difference in our lives. We acknowledge that you are the source of our joy. We're grateful for your patience and for your endless love. We give thanks for those you send to deliver your blessings to us. We are grateful for our healthcare workers. We ask that you care for them and protect them as they care for us. We pray for those who are battling the coronavirus and for their loved ones. May the vaccine be quickly made available to all people. We ask for your gift of comfort and hope for those who have lost those dear to them. We pray for your blessing on those in our community and all people everywhere who have been negatively affected by the pandemic. Open our hearts and eyes so that we may recognize their needs as you set them before us. God, we give you thanks for the gift of Jesus Christ, that gift that offers us hope of life eternal in your presence, and we pray to you with words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The days between Christmas and Ash Wednesday we call the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is a time for studying the scriptural accounts of how humans came to know God through the life and teachings of Jesus. It's also a time to reflect on how awesome it must have been for those first followers to hear Jesus' message, the message of a merciful and loving God. They saw Jesus as a different kind of teacher, a teacher like they'd never experienced before. He spoke not as a person whose education came from books or schools, but he spoke as one who had firsthand knowledge, personal experience, and a great understanding of the God that he shared. In the 5th chapter of his gospel, Matthew captures one of Jesus' early messages. Jesus was traveling throughout Galilee. He was spreading the good news of God's love and God's mercy. His teaching became so popular that large crowds would gather to listen. When the people gathered around him, he would go up on a hillside and sit down to teach so that all could hear. Jesus met the people in their difficulties, the poor, the oppressed, the sick, and the hungry. He gave them hope through a God who loved them, a God who promised them a better life to come. He touched the hearts of those whom the world didn't value, and assured them that they were beloved children of the God of heaven. He called them salt, the salt of the earth, And this was not just an expression so that they would know that he thought that they were good people. In the time of Jesus, salt was considered valuable. Much like today, it was used to bring out the best flavors in food, but it was also important in preserving the fish that were shipped from Galilee throughout the world. It was used as an agent for healing. But most importantly, salt was an acceptable sacrifice to God, something that God considered precious and worthy. Jesus' message to the salt of the earth was that they existed to be loved by God, and their job was to make a difference in the lives of those around them, to share Jesus' message, to bring out the best in their neighbors, to preserve, to heal, to put aside their own situations and focus on the work of God. I pray that as we hear and reflect on the words of Jesus, that we better understand our calling to be the salt in our families, our community, and our world. Amen. Join me now in our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. I'm grateful for our time today and look forward to the time when we can gather again. Let's close in prayer. God, you are always with us and you always love us. We're grateful that you do not grow weary of our imperfections. Open our hearts to respond to your call. Prepare us for your service and send us into the world that we might share the good news of Jesus Christ, so that your kingdom will come on all the earth. It's in the name of Christ we pray. Amen.